Family Worship Center. How are you tonight? There you go. Come on, we'll get some energy.
How are you?
All right. Tonight, a few things, a few announcements first. Number one, you can probably tell we're a little light in numbers. A lot of folks obviously are getting through some stuff, including our pastors. Pastor Chris today found that he had a bit of a fever. So he, Kelly, and Kristen decided the best thing to do to protect us, to protect everybody, would be to go ahead and get tested. He says he feels great, feels fine, just as a precaution. So we're not sure if it's that, but we're believing it's just a little reaction to some of the other medication he took this week. We are believing that in Jesus' name. So we're gonna pray for him and for all those here in a moment. A couple of announcements. Number one, Jaywalkers are meeting ages 9 to 15 every Wednesday at 6:30. By the way, the same time we're doing this, we are having some of the most dynamic prayer and a move of the Holy Spirit that we have ever seen. Try to make it if you can. 6:30 every Wednesday evening. It's a quick word by Pastor Chris, and we're getting deeper and deeper into the Spirit of God. Pastor Kelly is kicking back off PowerFit every Saturday morning starting at 10:30. All are welcome. Thank you also for those who are donating to our Sowing Seeds ministry. It's very important in these hard times that we have the ability to feed and take care of those people who truly need it. So anybody has any perishable needs, non-perishable, we don't want perishable, that doesn't help us very much, does it? Non-perishable items, please bring them in. Any questions, please see Ted and Liz Norton, they'll be happy to direct you. And I want you to remember, we're passing out tonight the word of the year. This is amazing. This year's about love. It's about love. We know that love can beat everything. Love can beat strife in the community. Love can beat COVID. Love can beat everything. So we are claiming this year, we are asking everyone in our church each day to read 1 Corinthians 13, the entire chapter, 1 through 13. It's a very familiar verse. But tonight, we actually have, for your refrigerator purposes, because I know you all eat, right? So you'll see this remind you to read this scripture and listen to what God is saying. God is telling us that we can defeat all enemies with love. We can defeat everything with love. Also, tonight, we're just talking a bit about going deeper. Great, great teaching series that Pastor Chris is doing. Our next session is going to be Friday night, February 5th at 6:30 p.m. Tremendous opportunity to get deeper into the truths of God. Maybe for those of you that are new, to understand a little bit about what the kingdom of God means and how the kingdom is manifesting itself in today's world. Last but not least, tonight's teachers. We have Zion's Lions with Beth Schnell. And the Kingdom Kids will be with Liz Norden. So, Father, I want to pray, and the Lord touched me today about something. By the way, welcome to Facebook. Hey, Pastor Chris. We promise we won't burn your church down. We promise. Well, not too much. Holy Spirit will burn, right? Today, the Lord was touching me and just talking about this, about protection. And we talk about the Lamb of God. We talk about the Lamb, the blood of the Lamb. We know in Exodus, God had the Israelites placed lamb blood on every house for Passover. But we know that there's a lamb with powerful blood that covers us too. And that blood was sacrificed on Calvary. It's the blood of Christ. That blood covers every last one of us. So, Father, I want everyone I just feel a sense right now, just a healing anointing on the blood of the Lamb in this house. Everyone just bow your heads for a second. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for this house of restoration, for this house of prayer. We thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing. And, Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus, the blood of the Lamb of God on this house. We place that on the door of the Family Worship Center. We place the blood of the Lamb on the door of the Kaufman family. We place the blood of the Lamb of God on every single house of God in this community. We pray for all of our ministries. We pray for Jubilee Ministries International. We pray the blood of the Lamb over that church. We pray the blood of the Lamb over the prevailing word and Apostle Young. We pray the blood of the Lamb over Victory Family Center and Victory Christian Center, both New Wilmington and Newcastle. We pray the blood of the Lamb over new creation. We pray the blood of the Lamb over each and every church and congregation in this community. And we claim and we know that under the blood that there is healing, there is power, that there is protection, that COVID cannot touch or beat. So, Father, we pray right now for Pastor Chris, Pastor Kelly, and Kristen. We pray that the test will be negative. We are believing in a negative test. We are believing in healing and complete restoration. Father, I pray tonight for this service. We thank you for the word that's coming from Dan Farrell. We pray for the worship team. And Father, in the name of Jesus, let Judah lead the praise. For we as a people are blessed and highly favored. And in the precious name of Jesus, under whose name is above all things, we pray, we give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's light it up, people.
You can stand, please, and just worship God, for He is good.
Lord, You are good and Your mercy endures forever. Lord, You are good and Your mercy endures forever.
Lord, You are good.
Lord, You are good and Your mercy endures forever. Lord, You are good and Your mercy endures forever. People from every nation, tongue, from generation to generation, we worship You.
Lord, You are good.
Lord, You are good and Your mercy endures forever.
Praise God. He is good. I want to welcome everybody tonight. We're going to do the things a little different. We're going to sing more. Because I don't preach as long. And plus, I didn't have much time to do it. But God had already given me this message a little while back. And I actually, he moved it around a little bit. And we're going to be ready for it. So, but yeah, just I encourage you to just go after him in praise and worship tonight.
Shine light. light that's on me, dark is running high. And we don't know it were made for so much more than ordinary lives. It's time for us to more than just survive. We were made to die. wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. You didn't want heaven without us. So Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. What can separate us now? What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus. Not hold you, the veil tore before you, you silenced the ghost of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring, the praise of your glory, for you are raised to death cannot hold. Death cannot hold you, the veil tore before you. Silence the boast of sin and grace. Then is a roaring, the praise of your glory. For you are raised to life again. You have no rival. You have no rival. You have no equal. Now and forever, God, you yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is
what a powerful name,
above all names, what a powerful name it is, what a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ my King, what a powerful name it is, nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is, the name.
You have no rival.
For you have no rival. You have no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory. Yours is the name.
You have no rival.
Above all names. No rival, you have no equal, now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is, what a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus.
Jesus. What a beautiful name it is, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Oh, what a beautiful name.
searching for answers. Only you provide, and you know just what we need before we say a word. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good Father. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am.
Perfect.
You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. To
perfect.
You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. You are perfect in all of your ways. To us.
Love.
Love so undeniable that hardly speak. Peace so unexplainable I can hardly sing. As you call me deeper still, as you call me deeper still, as you call me deeper still into love, love. It's who I am, your good, good Father. It's who you are, it's who you are, it's who you are. Now I'm loved by you. It's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am, your good, good Father. It's who you are. Thank you.
worship, that we are able to worship you, our good, good Father. Oh, you are so beautiful, Lord. Just keep on moving in this place, Lord. In our lives, Lord, to change us to what you want us to be, Lord. Closer to you. And a relationship with you that's so strong. Jesus, we ask you to just anoint my words and my lips, Lord, that they will be words from you. Lord, that you will touch hearts in this place in a great and mighty way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, guys. My own, okay. God's good.
All the time.
All the time.
Yes. All the time.
We've sing a lot of songs, and I purposely picked some of these tonight, just talking about the different attributes of God. And one of the sermons, the sermon I originally had that I eventually probably finished this some other time, is about the different things that we sing and we say as Christians about the flood of God, you know, coming over us, the river, but that would be for another time. But we, like tonight, we sang about you are good. And we were saying what a beautiful name it is, what a powerful name it is, what a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus. And we sang good, good Father. And for those who, let me just give a little bit of intro on this, but I don't know, who has ever heard of Keith Green?
Oh, yeah.
I knew you two would. Yeah, there you go. So Keith Green, I believe, was the almost the father of modern praise and worship music, and he was so amazing. And when he passed away many years ago, I was never saw him in concert. I did see his memorial concert that they had afterwards, which I'm sure was not as great as it was there. But when he passed away, they said, "Hey, he's up there with heaven in heaven with David, praising God." You know, the two, you know, probably best songwriters, psalmists of all time. And he had a song that was called "Oh Lord, You're Beautiful" that was just so ahead of its time. And I didn't want to sing it without my guitar, so I'm staying up here for a little bit because there's two songs I wanted to sing. Because if I start singing, I'll probably start too high and then I'll butcher it. So I had to have my trusty friend, which is actually not mine, but different story. Oh Lord, You're beautiful. The words are amazing. Your face is all I seek. For when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds to me. And this was written in 1980, and it was just so incredible when it came out. I was still in high school, and I had a friend of mine who could play every single song he did on piano. He could did it all by ear, and it was just tremendous that here all of a sudden we had the choruses, you know, but we just had a different change, you know, of personalizing God even more. And we sing about so many times about God being beautiful and God being wonderful. And do we really know what that means? You know, sometimes I think it's strange that we say, "Oh God, you're beautiful," especially for guys. You know,
especially for guys who are probably new in the faith. You know, we're telling God he's beautiful, you know, but God's a guy, you know. But we, you know, guys are usually easy to say, you know, a woman's beautiful, or the sunset or sunrise beautiful, or even a baby. But for a guy to say that, just, you know, kind of a little, you know, kind of different. But to say God is beautiful kind of makes us uncomfortable, you know, as a pic, you know, but we picture God as a man. But yeah, God was a man in the form of Jesus when he was here on earth. But Jesus is no longer a man. He is God. He's part of he's part God. He's part of the Trinity. It's God the Father, God the Son, Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit. So we need to think of God and as a being that, you know, we don't say normally our fathers are beautiful. But in this case, it's just the everything about God is so beautiful. And it's just so amazing. So, and then, you know, we have different things about God. And my point one, and this is not going to be, again, as long, but God is a good, good father, a perfect father. That's my first point. In this song, My Soul Sings, we sing the, I don't even know what it's called, but a bridge or an alternative bridge or something. But and it's very certain, there's a short part there that says, I couldn't have dreamed of a better God. I couldn't have dreamed of a better father, which I was going to sing, but I probably, again, mess it up because I don't have the words there or the music. But I couldn't have dreamed of a better God. I couldn't have dreamed of a better father. And that's what God is about. You know, so many times we put limitations on God, and that's not the way it should be, as God our father. Because I think sometimes we look at God as in an earthly in earthly realms. This song here, which we're eventually going to do, I'm just going to do the verse and the chorus. Beautiful song, and I'm going to talk about it afterwards. But when I look eyes with you, see my reflection. When I lock eyes with you, I feel your affection. I'd love to get lost in you, 'cause you're my obsession. When I lock eyes with you,
first heard it. This is by Maverick City. There's a lot of songs we do. The one we just mentioned about My Soul Sings, we do. It's Maverick City. This song's Maverick City. Maverick City is just a collective of different praise leaders and band members and everything. But when I first heard this song, I was kind of pushing me to a little bit of uneasiness, because I'm thinking, when I lock eyes with you, and I'm thinking, that just seems, you know, almost kind of weird. And I was like, I don't know if I like this song, because I don't know if I like that. And it kind of made me start thinking, and I hate when that happens, when I have to start thinking. But this song did. And then, so I pictured and thought of a perfect father. Not God at first, but I'm like, how would it be for God, you know, I mean, our perfect father here on earth? You know, none of our fathers are perfect, and maybe some fathers were tremendous, and, you know, but if we looked at what we, you know, good father is, you would look at especially like the old TV shows, My Father Knows Best, and different ones like that. I kind of picture a situation where we get ourselves into, where we're unsure
Maybe we're scared. We're not sure what we're going to do. We're not sure where to turn. And then all of a sudden, Dad's there. And we kind of look into his eyes, and he senses our unsureness, you know, our uncertainty. And we just look at him, and he looks at us. And all of a sudden, without saying a word, a lot of times, it just changes it. It gives us the confidence that we need. And we just get that message from him without any words that, you know, you've got this. You've got this. And I kind of thought about that with this song. When we lock eyes with God, you know, we get into situations all the time where we don't know how to get out of, you know, what do I do, God? Everything's coming down on me. My unemployment is running out, or I don't have a job, or I, you know, this or that, and I don't know what to do. And we keep on looking at the situation instead of the God who can fix that situation. And we put a lot of stuff on ourselves, but if we fix our eyes, lock our eyes on our Father, you know, he's going to say, I've got this. You've got this. And even better yet, we've got this together. So it kind of got me more even thinking about that, you know. Well, the different things about a Father and different things. And even when we used to say grace, it said, God is great, God is good, God is great, God is good, let us thank him for the food. So we were even back in kids when we were saying that. We were saying how good God was. It never really mentions God necessarily directly as good in the Bible, but or a good, good Father. But the theme is there throughout the whole entire Bible. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 11 says, if you then, though who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask? This verse, and there's a few other verses that are in Matthew, Luke, John, and James, kind of same type of verses, basic same message, just written in slightly different ways. But the theme of the Bible is about God being good. And it talks about God being the Father. So we could just kind of know that God is a good, good Father. You know, but how much do, you know, as a father-son, father-daughter relationship, a lot of that relationship, well, all that relationship is two-way. God's there. You know, our Father's there. But what are we doing about it? You know, how are we responding to God? When we fail, do we just say, oh, okay, I'll get back up? Or while God's our good Father is just standing there, here's my hand. And we say, oh, I'm going to get up. And we get up and we brush ourselves off instead of saying, oh, God, I'm going to take your hand and I'm going to get up and then we got this, you know, instead of saying, oh, I got this. I'm going to brush myself off and I'm going to go along my way. And then, oh, yeah, God's there, you know. I think we have to learn to put God in every situation that we have, good and bad. And so many times God is good when everything is going good. And then when things are bad, we don't say God's bad. But, you know, do we say God is good in those situations? You know, my mom, you know, 90 years old, living by herself in Arizona, scares me. She thanks God for almost everything. You know, she talks about her lack of relationship with my brother, and you could tell it hurts. And then, but she goes, well, God is good. And she means it. She's not just saying it. It's not a phrase. She's like, well, God's good. No matter what, how bad a situation is, God is good. And we have to, including me, I'm preaching myself, we have to realize in those bad situations, God's good. God's there, and he's just reaching down his hand to reach his hand up to us.
in 1 John 4:10 says, this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and he sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. This was God the Father sending part of himself down here on earth so that we would have a good life. You know, we don't have to go through everything they did in the Old Testament. You know, we could live a victorious life. You know, we sing this song, I See a Victory. You know, we could do that. When we fall down, we fall down, we reach up to God and say, hey, I got the victory because I'm getting back up. I am not looking at my failure. I'm looking at my next victory. Our next victory. Me and God. God and me. Which way is it? Whatever. Someone's going to tell me later what I can't think of the correct way of saying that, but not important. Point two is that we're not perfect. We are not perfect sons and daughters. And I'm not saying that to bring anybody down, you know, but to kind of build you up. We need to follow this. We have to realize that we're not perfect. When we fall down, well, we fell down. You know, we have to realize that. And then we have to reach up and take his hand. Even if we choose to just get up and brush ourselves up, as long as we then go back to God, start walking with God, allowing God to walk with us. In a previous sermon, I mentioned about how sometimes we say God is our co-pilot. And the illustration that I give that I heard from John Maxwell, the Christian finance expert, said that it was not about God being our co-pilot, it's about us being onto a tandem bike. And he's up front pedaling, but so am I. You know, it's not him doing all the driving and me just sitting there in case I'm needed, but it's he's pedaling and I'm pedaling. And as long as I want to stay on that bike with him, he's the one that's directing it because he has the steering wheel. But then sometimes we want to get off that bike and we want to do our own thing. And so we're not perfect, but we have to realize that. So I think the more we realize that we're not perfect, then our failures don't weigh down on us. You know, we don't hold on to those situations. When we fall, he's putting out his hand to reach out for us. Are we quick to reach out to God and say, God's got this. You know, we've got this. God's people in the Bible weren't perfect. David, who it stated in the Bible, had a heart after God, had an affair with a married woman, and basically eventually arranged his death, you know, in war to make him feel better, which he didn't, you know, but he thought he would. But he was a man after God's own heart. Adultery and a murderer, basically. Acts chapter 13, verses 22, we see this. After removing Saul, he made David their king. God testified concerning him, I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will do everything that I want him to do. Peter, who was in the inner circle with Jesus, the three, Peter, James, and John, they were the ones that were closest to Jesus. You hear that all the time. Peter, James, and John was with Jesus. Peter, James, and John was with Jesus. That was because they just had that relationship with him. Not that Jesus didn't have a relationship with the others, but it just formed that way. But what happened to him? He denied Jesus three times. Wow. You know, big thing. Denied Jesus three times. But he rebounded from that. You know, he rebounded, and then he became one of the, you know, a great evangelist. You know, a big pillar in the start of the church. It was incredible. I think of my childhood trying to be perfect in the sight of my parents, in the sight of I had a good childhood. You know, I'm not, don't, you know, take me wrong, but sometimes I wanted to make sure my parents, you know, I wanted to please my parents. I wanted to please my older brother. I wanted to please, you know, my friends and teachers and, you know, and it was a lot on me. It was a hard accomplishment to do because it wasn't that it was about me being perfect in their eyes, but it was more, let me see how I worded this. It was me trying to be perfect to them in my own eyes. It's not, they weren't looking at me any different or any less. You know, my parents were looking at me as a good son, but I'm trying to be a perfect son. And I was never going to obtain that in my own eyes. But to them, I was fine. But we put that stuff on us. We make it hard. I don't know how many have ever heard Donnie McClurkin, but beautiful, beautiful voice. This song Donnie McClurkin made popular called We Fall Down. Beautiful song. It says, we fall down and we get up. We fall down and we get up. We fall down and we get up. I can't sing the rest of this part. And the saints are just sinners who fall down and get up. So I like that. You know, we fall down, we get up. Now it's better if we fall down and we get up. Jesus helps me up. God helps me up. But if, again, not a big deal if we get up on our own. But and the saints are just sinners who fall down and get up. You know, we fail. We have to realize we fail, but we don't, you know, concentrate. We don't sit there and say, I'm a failure. I'm a failure. I'm a failure. No, we're not a failure in Jesus Christ. You know, we're victorious. We're victors in Jesus Christ. And we have to remember that. You know, it's about who we are and whose we are. You know, we are Christians and we belong to the great God, the greatest, you know, it's the great and only God. And we have to remember that. I love this song and I haven't really heard it for a little while. And it's, you know, you can almost change it that we fall down and we get back up again with Him. But I'm not going to change, you know, I wouldn't want to change the song, beautiful song, but hopefully you understand what that song's talking about, what I'm talking about. We get up with Him, you know. So it's all right to do it on our own sometimes and on our own strength, but it's better to get up with Him. It's all right to walk this life and every once in a while check with God or, you know, as long as we're not sinning. But it's better to do it with Him. You know, we keep on. One time I did the thing where we're walking. I'm walking on a balance beam. The balance beam is life. And we're walking forward, head to God. And sometimes we want to jump off that balance beam and go this way and that way instead of going down the path made for us. Because things, you know, what's that? The thing, things on the movies where someone says, oh, turtle, you know, or whatever. We get sidetracked with different things. I don't remember the saying on that. Squirrel, there you go. Thank you. Squirrel. We're going along and all of a sudden, oh, squirrel. You know, we get away from that. We're walking in our Christian life and we're going along and all of a sudden, oh, squirrel. Or this, or we see this and it gets us distracted and all of a sudden we start going this way and instead of keep on walking this way with Christ. God is there for us all the time and it's up to us how much we really want to rely on Him or we just want to keep it on our own. Do we trust Him? You know, it's easier to rely on Him than to do it on our own. Christianity is a relationship, not a religion. We hear that so many times. Christianity is a relationship, not a religion. I'm hoping and praying what I spoke tonight gives us a better understanding of that. You know, oh, well, our Father. You know, we lock our eyes on God. We accept that hand for Him to take us out of, once we, or pick us up, you know, once we fall along the way. It's a better understanding of what, hopefully everybody got the better understanding of what a good, good Father is. you know, we can't compare that to the earth, our earthly fathers, but we need to realize he's perfect. He's a perfect father. He is a good, good father, you know, and we just don't say that just to say that. God is there for us all the time, and it's up to us how much we want to rely on him or if we're going to keep it on our own. We have three choices when we fall. Stay down and stay defeated. Okay, I want to revise that, of course. We get back up on our own. It's a good choice, but not the better choice. Or we get up by reaching out to him, him taking our hands, and we get up and say, hey, you know, instead of saying, I've got this, or God's going to have this, we could say, we've got this. Me and God. You know, we've got this. We've got this. You know, and we got to realize it's not always, I like that saying, God's got this. You know, I like that, but it's, a lot of times it takes, or most of the time it takes us. You know, it's not God's got this, we have to do something about it. So it's more like, we've got this. You know, we've got this. You know, I got to make sure I'm walking along and or riding along in that tandem bike, and I'm going to keep on pedaling, and I'm going to keep on enjoying the ride and seeing where God takes me, see what ministries God has ahead of me, what people want, he wants me to talk to, which situations we have, and then those situations where we normally would fall, as long as we're going forward, we're not going to fall. So we need to ask ourselves, where are we with this? Are we one of the ones that just get down or fall down and we just get back up on ourselves and we just get, you know, walking? It's a daily decision to say that, God, what do you have planned for me? God, what do you have, you know, for us to do together? It's actually it's not only just a daily decision, but it's a situational decision. Matt, could you come up, please? It's a situational decision. Because we could say real easy in the morning, oh, I'm going to go with God. God, you and I got this. And then 1 o'clock, all of a sudden, we fall. We fail. And then we're like, oh, I'll get up and just wipe myself off and, you know, just kind of see what you know, I'm going to do and we'll go back and we forget about that. In that situation, and the next situation, and the next situation, and the next situation, we say, God, help me. You know, get me up. Help me get up. Help me. Stay with me. So it's not only just a daily decision, situational, because that's, those situations love to take us off course. You know, people like to take us off course. People, something happens at work, all of a sudden, oh, great. We're in bad situation. We're in a bad, you know, mood, and we're not going. Oh God, I'm having a horrible day. And instead of say, God, we're having a horrible day, and say, God, help me. You know, we've got this. We've got this. Dear Heavenly Father, we just ask you to just help us right now, Lord, to make that decision. To walk with you, Lord, that we let us not be the one that just falls down and just gets back up and starts walking, and then we eventually come back to you and say, God, hey, I'm here. Let's keep on going on this journey together. But that every single time we turn around, Lord, during the good times and the bad times, Lord, that you just that help us, Lord, to remind us that you're here for us. You're a good, good Father, Lord, and help us to just reach up for you, to take your hand, to look at you in the eyes and say, God, we've got this. You and I got this. We're going to walk and go and have a victorious life. And we're going to be victorious at our jobs. And we're going to be victorious with our families in our homes. And just every situation that we come into, that we are victorious, that you would receive the glory and the honor, Lord. Because you're a good, good Father. You're a great God, Lord. And we just ask you to just help us. Help us, Lord, to just reach out for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Wow, I'm done really early, ain't I? So I just want to encourage you, just go with God this week. Each and every situation, just look to Him. Look to Him, because He is faithful. You know, He's faithful, and He's there, and He's a good, good Father. So we can say that we are blessed and highly favored. Have a good week.